appreciate you dropping by, and appreciate you enlightening me about the slingshot. I got to do something different, but next time I'm over that way, I'll swing by there. Probably going to be by that way tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So I got some ham hock pieces I'm going to drop off for you and Miss Joy, and head on to see my cousin for a little bit. But I appreciate you dropping by. Okay, according to my list, that's the last I've got on the stump for comments. But let me just check and make sure. Did I miss anybody for comments? Please call KO4NUE. Additional stations that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any station, Alpha through Zulu. This is KO4NUE. I will submit my net report. This is KO4NUE. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to all on the net, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE. 73, I'm clear.
KI4DOS, K4WFQ.
For DOS, somebody call me.
Yeah, this is Ken.
I'm out of the room. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm trying to get my head back together after my trip down 85.
I tell you, there's a lot of traffic out there any time, but you know, during the holidays, there's even more, it seems like. But, you know, it's, you have to drive so defensively now. We've always had to drive defensively, but there's so many aggressive drivers out there now, it's hard to be defensive, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't tell you what I want to tell you about them on this radio, but I set my cruise control on 60 and just hold on the steering wheel, you know.
Completely, you set it on 60 and everybody else is running 70, 75. I told my wife and I tell my sons and everybody that I know, it don't matter how fast you going out there on the interstate. There's going to be some yahoo out there that's going to want to try to go faster than you. I said, I've got enough miles. That's a fact.
People are full of anything on an open trailer down the road. It's just unbelievable.
And they've started buckling down on some of them. They don't do it often enough, but yeah, I was going down the interstate one day, Ken, and there was a guy in a pickup truck in front of me. He had one of those plastic bed liners that you just lay in there. He didn't screw it down, and the wind got up under that thing. Next thing I knew, I saw it come up out of the bed of his truck. But luckily, we were going fast enough that it went over my vehicle. And the guy behind me run into it, and he hit his brakes real hard, but he still hit that big old plastic bed liner. And I was thankful that I wasn't the second car.
Back on the northbound side, there was a ladder laying out there in the hammer lane. And it wasn't nothing I could do. I had to move on. People running over that ladder, man, it was just unbelievable.
Well, they ain't paying attention to the road in front of them, because no telling how long that ladder's been laying out there. There's people still running over it.
I can see of it. It wasn't worth stopping and picking up. It done got destroyed there.
Yeah, the least bit in the world. Well, did you find what you was looking for down in Anderson?
Well, no, I didn't. And there ain't no point in you going down there looking for anything, because there ain't nothing to get. You know, it just slim. There, you know what I mean?
Well, I won't make the trip down there to find out, but sorry you made the trip for nothing.
But nah, he ain't got nothing. But tell you what, I am looking for just a cheap 2-meter magnet mount antenna that maybe somebody wants to get rid of rather than me ordering one there, if you know me.
gotta know, Dad. I'm sitting here looking at that one.
Well, I mean, it ain't no big deal. Next time you up towards Greenville or something, just let me know.
Told you I wanted to come down there and look your place over and meet your wife and all of that earlier today. So I may just ride to Simpsonville one of these first days here in the near future.
Yeah, okay. Just let me know. That way I can change the litter box.
You'd put that attack cat up someplace. I didn't want to be attacked when I walked in the house.
Yeah, he's sitting on the back of the chair here. Wide open. He'll be wide open about 2 o'clock.
Got some friends that live up in Statesville, and they've got a little old cat that they keep in the house. He's been declawed, and that's the reason they won't let him outside. But every time I go in that house, that cat does not like me. And I like cats. I like dogs too. We've got dogs, but that his particular cat don't like anybody but him. His name's Rick, and that cat will get up there on the back of his chair and lay across his shoulder and kind of around his neck and all kinds of weird stuff. And the cat will get up Joy's lap, you know, my wife's lap, and love on her, but every time I get around it, he starts hissing at me and acting like he's going to tear me up. So I tell people if they got an attack cat, then you can put it up. I don't want to get attacked.
Yeah, that's probably about 15 weeks old. It ain't mean. It loves me, though. I can pick it up by its whiskers and it won't do a thing. You know, I don't do that, but I can do anything I want to do it. But it don't care too much to anybody else, you know.
Well, you know, animals get attached to people just like people get attached to them, which is a good thing, I guess. Had a ham pass away not too long ago. His name was Al, K-I-4-M-L-N. And he had a cat. And every time I walked in his house, that cat would get, you know, first thing it'd do is grab me around the ankles and with it big old long claws. And I'd get scratches all over my legs before I got out of there. I told him, I said, Al, I'm going to kill your attack cat. And he said, you leave my cat alone. And then it wouldn't bother him, but most of the people that went inside, that cat would sit there beside the door, you know, kind of behind the door a little bit when you open the door to go in. And as soon as you stepped in, boy, here it come, and it'd grab you around the ankle. And big old claws run out, and it don't matter what kind of britches you got on, them claws go right through it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I got a African gray parrot that can't nobody leave but me. Like me, okay. They don't like nobody else, so I don't know what's going to happen to it if I leave here. I've had it about 25 years.
Precious. I bet it's a pretty thing, and they do live a long time. What's the average age on one of those?
9.
And you?
Yeah. Can you hear him over there?
Once in a while.
When I was practicing at CW for my 20, he'd carry on a conversation with me in Morse code.
That bird's smarter than a bunch of us people.
Oh, yeah. He says all kinds of stuff, whistles all kinds of songs, rings the phone. He don't like it when I'm talking to him. He'd get louder, too, here, brother. I see what.
We've got a little old inside dog. It's a cross between a Yorkshire Terrier and I can't think of the other one. Anyway, it's got long hair and she just had surgery and all that. But that little old dog rules the house, and that's Mama's pet. Of course, I love her, too. I'm not going to say that I don't, but we get attached to them real quick, and don't want nothing to happen to them. They're just like one of our children, I guess. We got a big old German Shepherd out there in the backyard. I did have two, and one of them, the male got bit by a copperhead out there. And I'd seen them out there messing with the snake before, and I called them back and let the snake go on. I thought the snake left, but evidently he came back and he bit my big dog, my male. But I told a friend of mine, he came over to the house. I said, please don't come in the backyard, without me letting the dogs know it's all right. He come walking in the backyard one day, and I was out at the barn, and the male got in front of him, was barking, and the female snuck around behind him, was fixing to nail him. Had I not seen her and screamed at her, I hollered, and she stopped, and he turned around and looked behind him, and he said, I didn't know she was back there. I said, I told you not to come in the gate without letting me know about it. And he said, well, from now on, I will. And he did. So, but now the male's gone. I still got the female, but I tell people, please don't go in the gate or put your arm over the fence better. Because she's got a job to do, and she knows what it is, and don't nothing go in the backyard without her knowing about it, and she tearing it up.
Dog.
Yeah.
I got brown and blue spider. That was awesome.
He lost that game of squirrel, but he only liked to say it was a snake.
Poor DOS. Gabriel, I didn't know you were sneaking around in there. What are you doing?
Around a couple of things. Christmas. I'm walking actually. Merry Christmas for everybody. And I just come here to the house. I was walking around doing some errands that I have to do.
We need to get together in the next couple of days. Teresa's wanting all those antennas and everything gone from down there. She's on another cleaning binge. So we'll get together and go down there and see what she's got. See if we can't load your truck up with them and see what happens about that. Again, this is Gabriel, KB4NC. He's another super nice ham. He lives over in Greenville. Go ahead there, I can pick it up.
Okay, that's a good deal there. I'm talking on this 202. Is it sounding okay to you?
Sounds good. There's a little bit of white noise, but that's to be expected from Simpsonville. And, I got in the car up there where we were earlier today, and I had a hard time bringing up the 6-1 from the car, and I got to thinking, well, dummy, Paris Mountain sitting between us and the repeater.
Yeah, I got a power supply out here in the shop. I'm gonna cut me off the end or something here and use it for external power.
Well, get that all set up. And everything goes well with it.
This thing don't pull enough current. I got small wires on here, little plugs out there. I'll get some of them. Anyway, I think you said Gabriel. Go ahead, Gabriel. Pick it up. Here, K4WF.
He's out of the house. I don't know if the HD will working. I mean, it sounds like the repeater is sounding nice today, but. Gary, for today. I'm gonna just keep hearing. I'm gonna keep the radio on for a little bit, but the summer kind of inside of the house. I don't know if it's making the repeater or not. So, night for everybody.
Well, you making the repeater? No problem there. Got just a little white noise on you being inside the house. But you have to go in there and turn on that big old amplifier you got and let me hear it and see how it sounds. I know you got one of those for Christmas.
I wish, but the red man here At least not in a couple of days ago. We ain't getting no toys. Have to go tomorrow to the clinic, see what they're gonna set up on the surgery. So we have no presents, but maybe next year. We'll see.
Well, let me know what they say over at the butcher shop, as you call it. Let me know what's going on, so I'll know what I need to do to help take care of you.
Yes, whatever they take after me, I'm going to slice it and put it in a hamburger for her.
Oh, mate, you better watch it, Pepper. She knows where you sleep at night.
I'm going to go stop at McDonald's, pick something, and I'm going to sneak it on.
Oh, you bad there, boy.
I think keep them. Tip of the toes. All right, but Alex says hello. He's studying now. He's doing the studying, so I tell him, if he's good, you're going to be there for him on the test session.
Nope, I am there. I'll have to give him the smart pencil, I guess.
Like Juan, start to correcting the good answers and fail on the test.
What happens to sometimes we go get in there and second guess ourselves and don't know what to do. But I hope that don't happen to him, and I'm glad he's studying.
Yeah, man. When the first time we went there, that I passed it, all the ones he corrected, they were good, and that will be enough to get him the license, the technician license. So I told him a second time, do not correct stuff. Whatever he can, just that. Leave it alone.
Out of 10, your first choice is going to be correct. And I've seen a lot of erasure marks where they've changed the right answer to the wrong one. And I'm sure I probably did it too. I try not to use the eraser on a test when I take it. But that's the way it goes sometimes.
Yes, that's one of the problems with humans, the what if words. And make us connect a lot of screws, but they give us good stuff too along the way. Anyways, I'll let you keep talking with the guys. I'm supposed to be with Teresa the other day, but Lily, we have to get it the other day to check in your G-tube. We came home after we went to the clinic, man, and I don't know what in the world I was doing, man. And then I pulled the tube out of her tummy. And Veronica, she almost crucified me. I mean, upside down. And we have to fly again back to the clinic. It was past 5, but thanks God, I mean, they helped us. They reinsert the G-tube again on her, and she didn't cry when the thing come out, but she really complained pretty loud when that thing comes back, I tell you that.
Not that a bit in the world. I wouldn't want that. If I had that, I wouldn't want it coming out either. It can't be pleasant.
I'm just waiting to see her without that thingy. I mean, I know it's part of the process, but gee. He gave us a little bit of a hard time. But, you know, comes with the territory. That's part of the process that she had to have. And, well, anyways, but she started eating more by herself now. But still picky. You know, I get the tube help, but at the same time, I mean, they forget what the mouth is used for, but we let her starve a little bit and she start to remember stuff. But yeah, put a popsicle in front of her and she knows what mouth is for. I'm telling you right now. Especially she's red. Oh man, she devours those things in 2 seconds.
Precious, no doubt in my mind about that. But I'm glad she's doing better and hope she continues to improve, everybody.
Well, and the group, this is KB4NC, KM4DUS. Yeah, she's doing pretty good. She's way over the charts. So we're pretty happy with that. But, you know, that's just the little thingy we have to deal with. But after that, she's pretty good by the rest. But yeah, that scared the crap out of me. I freak out. Normally, I don't. The other day when I was in the health clinic, one of the ladies, I guess I tell you this, that she passed away, actually. And I have to grab it when she was hitting the floor, actually. Normally, I don't freak out, but with her, it was different. I mean, because I don't even know how it happened. And I was like, man, I'm losing my mojo. That's bad.
Sorry that lady passed away, but, you know, you were there at least to try to catch her before she hit the ground, and that was a good thing. And I appreciate you doing that. I'm sure everybody else did, too. But I'm sorry to hear she passed away.
Man, I don't imagine myself dying, seeing my own fate. That will be, I don't know, man. Anyways, I mean, I tried to help the best I can, but yeah, she was just biting the dust when that happened. Because I called it back and said, hey, what happened to the lady the other day? I was the guy who caught her. Say, oh yeah, no. I said she's gone. She passed away in the hospital, and I was like, well, I tried. I said, no, we know. We don't even know who was it. Now that you called, say, yes, it was me. But anyways, that's it. Okay, buddy, carry on. I need to do a couple things here, and I keep an eye for it. Back to you, KB4DUS. This is KB4NC.
Keep us informed and let us know how you're doing and that sort of thing. And we'll get together and go over and see Teresa whenever you get time. Tell Alex and Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all all are doing well. And hope you had a Merry Christmas. Hope everything goes your way in the coming year. We'll talk to you a little bit later, everybody. Enjoyed it, and we'll do it again. KV4NC, KI4DOS.
Say hello to Joy. And to everybody else, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Those were the ones we lost, and another one for the ones we still here. Keep the good fight, and very interesting.
Get together and make a plan. Take 4 WS.